Joining us in the studio today, one of UNI's Midwest International Piano Competition artistic co-directors, Dr. Dmitry Vorobiev. Dmitry, you were on the other side of the keyboard, not performing, but listening to all these amazing performances with performers from all around the globe. Tell us about your impressions of Mayuki's performance.
Mayuki really shocked all of us, the jury members and us as artistic directors, and I think I have to say all the audience members as well. She came, you know, this little girl goes on stage and plays with such level of maturity, such presence and playfulness. And it was just really so convincing and on such high level of performing that we were all really taken away by her. And interestingly, we had competitors during that competition in junior level and in the senior level who were, you know, maybe not so great in the first round, a little better in the second round, or vice versa, etc. And Mayuki was one of those who actually was just as good in the first and in the second round. So great, so mature, so solid. So.
And what about some of the musical selections she selected?
Well, I remember particularly the Italian concerto that she played by Bach was really commented on by jury members that it was so well played, so simple, yet perfectly in the style and extremely convincing. And of course, selections by Uehara, the Japanese composers from Tom and Jerry show, and those were, I don't think anybody has heard those before, and they really went so well with the audience, with the jury members. I'm so glad that we have a recording of Mayuki now performing one of those compositions.
We know you're already planning for UNI's 2016 Midwest International Piano Competition. When are the dates so folks can get them in their calendars? And tell us a little bit about first and second rounds and how folks can get tickets and all of that.
Well, the dates for the competition will be June 5 through June 11. And the performances actually do start on June 6th. Everything will take place in the Great Hall of the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center. And we will have the exact schedule posted on the website probably in May. And what's very, very important for all the listeners to know is that only the Saturday night event, which is a closing ceremony and the final round for the senior category with the Waterloo Cedar Falls Symphony Orchestra, that is the only event for which people actually have to buy tickets. Everything else is completely free. You can come in and listen to as much of great music as you want. We kind of came up with this slogan, so to speak, life is too short to listen to bad piano music. You have a great chance here in the state of Iowa to come and listen to some great level of piano playing. Mayuki is just one example of that level. And all of it is free. And just every single day, you know, you come in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, whenever you can, but there will be some music happening in the Great Hall.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add while you're here?
Tell all of your friends, tell anybody you know, we really, I think, could have as much audience members as possible. And it's really important for us. It's also very, very important for the performers as well when they go on the stage of this great hall and to see quite a few people sitting in the audience. That's very, very important. So I think that's pretty much all that I have to say.